Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Oh, just keep praising the Lord, because the Holy Spirit of God, Holy Ghost is in this. Holy Ghost is in this house. Glory to God. I wanted to have an encouraging word to everyone today. What was meant for bad, or we think's bad, God's going to make good. I believe this is growing pains. I believe this is just walking us into another level to get out of here and go home and be with Jesus. But there's a scripture I was looking for, and I had it. But it's all right if I just try to quote it, maybe. And it said that David was not allowed to go with the Philistines. I'll explain that. But he stayed at Ziklag. So bear with me in my speaking. But he wanted to go and fight against his own people because the Philistines, he had found favor with them, his enemy, with one of the generals. And they give him a place called Ziklag. Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit of God. I'm feeling the presence of God. And what I want to bring out, if I will, when it seems like all things, even your own people, maybe, has turned against you, or your finances, or it seems like you're in a hospital and things are not going your way, and maybe thumbs down, but the Lord said thumbs up. Bible said that King David killed a lion, a bear, a lion, and then Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. And we find he came up against Goliath. David was just a young lad. His daddy didn't even have confidence in him, because Samuel said, I come down to anoint a king over Israel. Saul is no longer the king. God has rejected him. King Saul's rejected. Because he feared man more than he feared God. He brought back things that should not have brought back, that should have been killed. That's Old Testament. So David was chosen, and he wasn't a big guy. He was ruddy, red complexion, probably red-headed, most likely. And he was, should I say, he was the son of Jesse. Jesse said, you don't want him. Isn't that something your own daddy say, you don't want him? Oh, I feel the presence of God. You don't want this Gentile bride we got. You don't want these Gentiles. Stay with the Jewish. Stay with the Hebrew people. They're good. But, hey, there's a change coming. There's a change coming. Amen. Back years gone by, several years gone by, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ died on Calvary, the Gentiles were rejected. They were not offered to come in. But the main thing is, God had a place in his heart. Because he said, because you've rejected me, you Hebrews, you've rejected me. I'm turning to the Jewish people. And the apostle, I think it was Paul or Peter, in Acts 10, he preached the first message unto the Jews, coming to the Gentiles. And he went down, and Peter was on, should I say, he was on the housetop, but Cornelius had a vision from God. I'm getting back to Ziklag. Because Ziklag is a place that we seem like we're in right now. Can't get a job. Finances is not good. Things not going right. I hate to be negative about it. And this has happened. I just got a phone call, and three or four people just passed away. This has been our circumstances in this church right here, and many more places that I will not name. But let me tell you, hallelujah, if God be for us, I said, if our God, your God, Almighty God, if Jesus Christ be for us, who can be against us? And it looks like all the thumbs are down as far as the world's concerned. But if you have received the baptism of God's Spirit and you've been born again, you got right with God. St. John 3, 5 or 6, 7, 8, He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Acts 25:19. Have you received it? But ladies and gentlemen, Ziklag's the place. I don't know what to do. If you can understand my stuttering, you may be seated if you like. I just don't know what to do. God, you promised us this. Don't you ever think Joshua didn't think about that? Moses think about that when they was coming across the Red Sea and they were parting the waters and Pharaoh didn't want to let them go. God, you said we're going to have it. And oh, hey, Moses did not really know who God really was. He had opened the Red Sea with a rod and he turned the plagues loose. He didn't do the last one. God did that with the children dying, the firstborn. Ziklag. Right now we're in the place, and God spoke to me, I believe it's the voice of God, said, you preach on Ziklag because seems like everything's been taken you got. Seems like life has been taken. Seems like mourning. But he said, there's going to be a sunshine coming. He said, I've got a blessing coming for those that will hear my word and obey my voice. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the God of God. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to take care of you, preacher. You might have been preaching a long time, but I still know who you are. It's not seniority with God. Come on, talk to me a little bit. Talk to him. Some of you say, I'll guard you. Some of you say, I'll be faithful. You've done well. I've got no qualms with anyone in this church. But I want to tell you something. There's more than just a little song. There's more than just a little crying. There's more than just a casket to pass by. There's a resurrection Jesus Christ. There's a resurrection power of the Holy Spirit of God in this house that can heal my body. I need a miracle. Oh, I fell down. Just bear with me. May I not folly. Just bear with me because I am sensing the baptism of God's Spirit in this house. And when you lose that anointing of God, you've lost it. Keep that anointing of God. Keep that love of God. Hallelujah. Don't carry this luggage along with you of somebody's passed away. They went to a better place, I'm hoping. We with my wife and I was with Sister Karen the other night. We tried to come to the place you Sister Wilkinson was. But there were so many people. His life had such a testimony. There was lines of traffic. We got there a little late, but people were still trying to go in. My wife said, honey, we want to go, but I can't stand that long to stand in that line. So we turned around all dressed up, perfumed up, ready to go and see someone that physically was dead. Ziklag. There's nothing in more hurtful than to walk to a casket, go to a funeral home, and go to a place where you once seen him alive just a few days ago, and you don't understand why that body's not getting out of that casket or getting out of the front seat of a car. Ziklag. You can't go fight. You can't go fight your own people. You may turn against us. That's where we are. We're in a place, God, why can't I do this? Because it just won't work. I've got you. You got a heart after God. You got your heart's after God. And some things you just can't do. I'm not an orator preacher, but I can preach you about Jesus. If I say about Jesus Christ 10,000 times, I've enjoyed it, and I know you've heard a good message. This Ziklag stuff was given to David because his own people wouldn't give him a place. Most of all, Saul was jealous of him. He didn't like his gifts. He liked his playing. And then one time he took a spear and threw it at him. And his own son, Saul's son, Jonathan, had to bring the news. Don't come home. Don't come back to the house. My daddy Saul is mad with you. He's got a bad spirit. This is where we are. You can't hardly say anything to anybody. the gifts of the Spirit is not bound, but you got to be loosed to come in here receiving what the Spirit of God's got. Amen. I'm not knocking. I'm knocking me. Because there's got to be an atmosphere. Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Lord, you're a gentleman. You're going to help me out through this trial. I got a son-in-law on a plane right now going to Texas somewhere, Beaumont or Houston or Fort Worth, somewhere. Houston. His daddy was given the report after Brother Nathan Gray, I hope it's all right for me to say this, said your right kidney's gone out. We've cut you from center to circumference. Now here we are, preachers and saints of God and Christians, preaching that God can heal. God can save. But we in Ziklag right now, we haven't turned our God loose. We go because we have not recognized who I really is. Our God most powerful? Is Jesus Christ God? He said, all power was given unto me in heaven and earth. That's right. And he said, I'm not only going to have it, but after that you receive the baptism of my Spirit, you shall receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. Power to do what? Power to cast out devils. Power to lay hands on the sick. Power to enjoy your salvation. Power when you're at home and things ain't going right. Power when the bills come in. Power to have administration. Power to enjoy your life. Come on, preach to me. It's true. If we're going to preach this, let's live it even when we don't feel good, Sister Pierce. Ziklag. Seems like, Brother Castle, we're living in a land, but we're not. That the enemy does not, that tried to give us, and Satan's tried to make us think it's the enemy. We didn't get our job. We need more raise. We got to relieve Meridian. No, let's wait upon the Lord. That I've waited. Have you waited so many days? He stinketh, Lord. That's what Martha and Mary, one of them said, he stinketh, Lord, about Lazarus. He said, will he resurrect? And one of them said, in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the way. I am the life. I am. He was I am in the Old Testament. He is I am today. And when he comes inside of you, not a little God, but you're a son of God. You got enough power, praise God. If you keep the dark nights of your soul, hallelujah, to pray through. You got the flesh is one dark night. I don't know how long it'll take you to go through it. The soul is another dark night. And the spirit is another dark night. Did you get that? Some of you wondering what you're going through. It may be a dark night of the soul. It may be a dark night of the spirit. It may be a dark night of the flesh, but you keep on loving the Lord. You keep on praising God. You keep on saying, my Redeemer liveth. Though the Lord slay me, that's what Job thought. Though the Lord slay me, yet will I trust him. Ziklag. Ziklag. Can you say Ziklag? I don't even know. I just know about geographically where it is, but I've never been there, only in the Spirit. And just a few moments ago, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, I want you to go to where David was given Ziklag and couldn't go fight with the generals over and fight Saul, because he was a Hebrew himself. He said that they said he might turn on him. He said, I'm not going to turn on you. He's tried to kill me. I love him, but he's out of the will of God. Man, that's the presence of God in this house. The Lord spoke to him just as plain. He said, you are in Ziklag right now. Your children don't look for, seem like things just not working out right. Your brother seems like he's trying. It seems like your husband and your wife, and you tried to get them in church. You're living in Ziklag right now, but oh, there's a better day coming. Come on, after that you receive me. After that you completely turn your life over to me. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you authority like you've never had in your whole life. Whatever you put your insignia ring on like the prodigal son, you come back home. You're my boy. You're my son. I'm your father. I've looked at my life. I've looked at my body. And I said, God, I don't hate people. I'm misunderstood. Had a preacher call me the other day. Brother Greg, I call him that. It starts with a T. I just said Greg Taylor. When I was in his church for about 10 weeks, 18 weeks, my wife and I, years gone by, he said, oh, man, we had a great time. He said, I love you, Brother Pierce. Just keep on living for Jesus. He said, but he brought out the book and took pictures of it and sent it to me on Facebook of the prophet and what his works was, or the spiritual people. Whatever. Just take it for what it's worth. And 1, 2, 3, 4 teaching. 4, 5, 6 teaching. Point 2 teaching. He said, this is what you did through the Lord. And in all that, I said, what about now? He said, it won't work. Point my finger. He said, it won't work. Because people, he said, they're not of the same tribe you are. Now, some of that went over your head. You cannot pour into somebody that don't want to be poured into. Understand that, David. If you're a friend of people are supposed to be, and you tell a little joke, funny, you know, your friends will laugh with you. But if they're not really close to you, they ain't gonna laugh. That's the truth. That's the God's truth. If you got enemies at where you work and you do your best to do right and they don't like you, they're not gonna be friends to you until God changes the order. Is this okay? If you got family, sister, you're going to see a mighty change in your family, praise God. You're going to see the power of God. You didn't drive that far for nothing. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. When you come here and you sat here, Sister Croft, you caught my attention. I went by. The Lord said, shake her hand. Shaking your hand, Sister Croft. Because you got some talented children behind this pulpit on this rostrum. They stood and they've done things for God. Hallelujah. And now it's paying off. Little old bitty, beautiful children, grandchildren. I'm old. They're young. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. My heart's broken. Because I expected to have more with God. Is that the right way to say it? The church. Maybe I have been hard-headed. But now, you know, you've got to be hard-headed sometimes. When you go different places, there's spirits, I mean, unbelievable. You don't try to fool with them. But there's been times when the power of God was so strong that like wheat, they just, I never seen them before. God did it, not Charles. I'm just a conduit. I'm just a vessel. Trey, you're a vessel. You're maturing into what God wants you to be. Everyone in this house is a vessel. You may think, well, I'm sorry. No, you're not. God loves you. I remember when I first came to the Lord Jesus, when I first thought these bunch of people, Pentecostals, Baptists, whatever you want to call us, crazy bunch of people I ever seen in my life. But something about the girls and the boys and the preacher in a tent revival, I liked the way the women dressed. It's coming out now. That's been 50 years ago, 60. I liked the way that they conducted themselves. I'm not knocking you, ladies. Pick on the men some. The men were so nice. And I know they wasn't all what it's propped up to be, but I didn't know it at that time. I had to find out that was a zigzag somewhere. I had to find out. Is that all right, brother? Come on, brother. You find out it's a zigzag. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I can say one thing. I thank God for the years I've lived for the Lord Jesus. Now I cannot get and be with all the people I want to be at funerals. Got two or three weddings to preach. I'm saying, God, I never used to not fear. I never used to have a question mark about a wedding. But sometimes I stumble. My speech is not like it should be. My wife has repeated so many words to me. She said, take this and this. And I feel like, God, I'm not an invalid. I'm in zigzag. I'm between here and here. I'm not ready to die. God says it's not time. I'm not ready to give up. You know what I mean? The church. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't do nothing else from Papa or Brother Pierce, the pastor, you soak up of the experiences that our God can do. He's more powerful. Brother Ryan Castle, you will get a job. And God's going to open a man's heart and his wife and two children. There's going to be mighty things. You're going to look for it, but it ain't coming until God sends it your way. Don't ask nobody else what's coming down the road. God's got it coming down the road. Don't you worry about it. And I want to tell you, God is already opening the doors for you. Praise God. He said, you won't have to work for your son. He said, I got greater works for you. He said, you can start your own business before long. He said, I will supply the needs. He said, tell your wife I've healed her body to get out of the bed and start walking around and accepting it. I believe that, Sister Stacy. I believe God can do it. You've hung around here. You've been apart. You stood with us. You know me. I love people. You say, you crazy. No, I'm not. No, you ain't never seen a crazy person. I've seen a few situations. You have too. But in this walking, you've come to the place, Lord, there's been five deaths. Five different, some of you don't even know all of them. And the next call is, guess what? I said, I don't hear it. But I can say this, there's one thing about Brother Wilkes. People liked him. Or he would not have had as many people and his wife. I'm set up in the middle of the trailer. It freezing. When they was out looking for me and his brother, her uncle, or should I say her double first cousin, through Uncle Mosby Lee. You don't know him. And he had a son that worked for General Motors. He had one of his legs cut off, right above his knee, below it, whatever. And they was out that night, cold. And the graders had got the dirt roads. And the water had got up real high. And that Sunday before, I talked to him about Jesus. I'm not judging him. I talked to him about the Lord. He said, Brother Pierce, when I want to come to God, I'll come. He didn't mean to harm me. But he didn't know that they'd find his body and the woman's body in a car. I'm not telling no sad stories. Zigzag. And his daddy would help him in a far-off way after they found him with the lights in that car with that coat that she had on was furry. And they pulled him out and pulled her out and another one out. Put them in the back of a truck like cordwood. I mean hard, hard wood. Just been in church. Mom and daddy was Christians, I believe. Zigzag. I sat in that trailer behind that parsonage, that church is a parsonage. And I looked at my wife. I said, honey, I want to do all I could to save. I'm not saying he wasn't saved, but, it left a question mark in my mind. I'm here in Ziklag waiting to become the king of Israel as David. He wasn't wanting to be the king. He just wanted Saul to love him. Some of you waiting on love from some place that it seems like it's not coming, but if we still stay true to the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, we will make it. You may have family members don't look like they're going to break, but I got news to you. God's not through. God's got a good way to talk to me. He's got a good way to talk to you. I don't care what kind of sin they're in, they're not bigger than our God. They're not stronger than our God. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What do you want? Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, what do you want? Ooh, come on, what's going on? Yeah. Brother Hollis, is God good to us? I want to see the supernatural moving like in Ziklag. And when your own enemies feed you, and you fought them, you killed a lot of their people, and they took you in because they liked you. You won them over not because you tried to, but you had to have a place of refuge for them 500 to 600 mighty men of valor that he took in. David took his own people in that Saul didn't want. Most of the people here are people that, like us, and nobody wants, seems like. But Jesus Christ, Almighty God, wants you. He cares for you. Good things are going to happen to you and your daughter. Good things are going to happen in your marriage. I'm not here to tell you that you're going to die and go to hell. I don't know where you're going, but I'm saying we're in Ziklag. We're at a crossroads. God knows I didn't study this message. I've got three messages written down, and none of them is going to be preached today. But the Lord said, Ziklag. Talk about Ziklag and David, where he was, and he was in a valley. He was in a multitude of decisions. Multitudes in the valley of decision. I've never seen a world today that's in a valley of decisions trying to make up their mind. Will I serve the Lord or will I go to the house of God? What does people think of? It's what God thinks about you, and you obey God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you imagine your own enemies that you would give you a city? And the men that fought with you, Israelites, they were Israelites. They were kicked out because they owed taxes. They couldn't pay their stuff. David took them into the caves and stuff, and they become mighty men of valor. They were Navy SEALs. They were Green Berets. They were warriors. Some of them, the ones you think are wasted, God has got his hand on them. Please listen. The bridge is out as far as the world's concerned. Our only hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Our only hope is in this word of God. Our only hope is having friends and having neighbors, having people that love God that's going to tell you about being born again, living for God, having a changed life, waking up the next morning being a changed person. There's more to the story. They took him out, put him in that truck, and it took 2 days for them people to thaw out. Preach their funerals, put them in my suits in Marks, Mississippi. I buried 25 suits. I wasn't rich. They didn't have no suits. My wife would pick them out and say, take these. Some of them didn't have any underclothes or nothing.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.